My worth isn't determined by external approval. Periods. What up, what up, what up? Hello guys, how are you doing? Welcome to another amazing episode of the Unspoken Podcast. How are you guys doing? I hope you are well. Welcome to this amazing episode. This is episode 103. Tunasonga, kanasonga. Anyway, welcome to this new episode. My name is Awino Awiti, the host of this amazing podcast. So, how are you guys doing? I'm officially back, like I already said. So, I'll be uploading episodes back to back. But I need to talk about something. I need to just put some information across. So I'm officially redirecting my podcast from Spotify, from all other platforms to Iono FM. If you remember, if you're an avid listener of this podcast, I actually mentioned that Iono FM are my first sponsors. They sponsored my podcast. They're sponsoring my podcast for a year. So now I'm redirecting my podcast to their platform. So I'm sending the traffic there so that I can get some tunes. I can get some moolah. So kindly listen to the podcast. If you hear ads, listen to each and everything so that your girl can get some bag, can get some bag. So anyway, I just wanted to put that across. Anyway, welcome to a new episode. Right to the point. Today I'm going to be talking about things I stopped doing just to be happy. This is my list, the things I came up with that I stopped doing, that I just sat down and reviewed my life and thought that, okay, these are things I need to stop doing just to be happy. These are things I stopped doing not a couple of years ago, maybe a year ago, and I've never been more happier. So I just want to share this list with you guys, and I think you can borrow some things from my list. So yeah, things I stopped doing just to be happy. Number one, overthinking everything, man. I am an overthinker, you guys. I don't know if you who's listening are an overthinker, but I am an avid overthinker. I overthink literally everything, man. I think I used to be a people pleaser. I'm not anymore, but I used to be actually a people pleaser. And I think overthinking came from being a people pleaser. So you just like, I care what people think about me. I used to care what people think about me, say about me. So I used to overthink everything. Even if something is just good, like it's plain good, I used to think like, okay, why is this person being good to me? Why is everything? Like, I just used to overthink everything. But since I stopped overthinking everything, since I stopped being a people pleaser, oh God, deliver me from those shackles of overthinking and people pleasing. I've never been happier, man. I've been so happy. Like, I just realized that not everything needs to be analyzed to death, man. Like, it's never that serious. It's never that serious. Not everything needs to be analyzed to death. Like, I learned to trust myself more, and yeah, learning that, I have been very happy. Another thing that I stopped doing and I've been happy since is saying yes to everything. Like, and that also, it comes from being a people pleaser. You just want to say yes to everything. You want to agree to everything as much as the things, like, it's not something you want to do, but you just like, well, you don't want to disappoint the other person, but you're not even thinking about yourself. So you think about yourself. And I stopped saying yes to everything. I set boundaries, guys. Set boundaries. I told you guys, as we are starting this new year, man, try and set boundaries. Because I learned that people will... I think accommodate you in life as long as the boundaries you have set, they don't affect them, they'll just step on you. So set boundaries, man. Don't say yes to everything. Set boundaries in life, and that's when you will know, not like, I think you will outgrow a lot of friendships, a lot of relationships, when you set boundaries, when you know what's good for you. So life has been so peaceful since I set boundaries, since I stopped saying yes to everything. Life has been so peaceful. Another thing I stopped doing just to be happy, comparing myself to others. Oh my God. That is the worst thing you can ever do. Comparing myself to others. I just started focusing on my journey, man. If you start comparing yourself to other guys, I don't know. Ntanzia wapi. I don't know what to tell you, but please try and stop comparing yourself to others. Just focus on your own journey instead of measuring success by someone else's journey. Especially in this social media era, there's a lot of comparison. You'll compare yourself to others with the social media era. So you see someone posting, they're shaking their ass on a yacht in Cape Town. Oh my God. Especially, by the way, I was just seeing another TikTok just now before I started recording about this thing called, what is it? Overconsumption. Yeah. Overconsumption is the word. Like social media nowadays idolizes overconsumption. Like social media in a push overconsumption. Like you're just one part. Like you see on, especially as someone who watches a lot of social media content, a lot of vlogs, it really pushes overconsumption, especially from this influencer. Like someone has like, I don't know, a lot of things in their house, like someone has a lot, you'll see that someone has a lot of things, a lot of products in their house, they're using, especially skincare. Like, I love skincare, I'm a skincare girl. Now you'll see a favorite influencer, they have like a lot of skincare products, I don't know, from all types of brands, because them, they're working those brands, so they give the most of the products that they're given as PR. So you're like, okay, my favorite influencer, you're comparing yourself. Now you want to go and break your bank so that you can live as your favorite influencer. You can have the same products your favorite influencer is having, and then as much as they're gonna buy some, most of them they're given as PR. So like social media really pushes over consumption nowadays, and it's not so good. So like, try and stop comparing yourself to others. Life is gonna make more sense and be more calm. So yeah, that is something I stopped doing. Another thing I actually stopped doing to start being happy, I stopped seeking validation from others. Oh my God. Especially when it comes to my brand, especially when it comes to my pod. Kitambo, I used to wait for other people to clap for me, other people to validate for me and just tell me, oh, your pod is, I love your podcast. Or someone to just tell me, you look nice. I love how you're dressed. I like your fashion. I like your hair. Nowadays, I don't wait for that, man. As long as I know I look good, as long as I know I produce good quality content that I love, content that I love. But then, when it comes to content creation, I think the most important thing is to create what you love. That is one thing I've learned in my content creation journey. If you create something yourself won't love, if you create a, if you yourself won't listen to your podcast and enjoy, how do you expect someone else to like it if yourself you don't like your work? So me nowadays, as long as I put out content that I love, I smile. Even now, I just watch my vlog and I'm like, oh my God, this vlog is lovely. I am so underrated. That's how I tell myself. Once I realized that, I stopped seeking validation from others. I stopped waiting for others to clap for me, others to validate me, others to congratulate me. I learned that my worth isn't determined by external approval, period. So yeah, guys, try that. Stop seeking validation from others. You'll just see how you're gonna be more happy. Another thing that I stopped doing just to be happy is letting fear control me. Oh my God, fear is also a dream thief. You remember there's an episode I did about procrastination being a dream thief? Yeah, fear is also a dream thief. Fear will rob you of your dreams, man. Like, you're just so, you're like, fear will, like, you're gonna be so scared of doing things, of getting out of your comfort zone. But once you learn to control your fear, your life is going to make sense. Life is going to be so, your life is going to be so like nice, and then it's going to move. So I just learned that in order for me to grow, I need to step out of my comfort zone, man. Like wanasemanga, what you need is on the other side of fear. That is exactly true. So stop letting fear control you. Yeah. And step out of your comfort zone. Another thing that I did to make myself happy is dwelling on the past, man. Dwelling on the past. Especially the people that you knew. Like yesterday, I was hanging out with my friend. And then, like, he was still talking. Like, there's something I used to struggle with when I was young, when I was in campus, because this friend of mine, we used to study with him in campus. So I think it's been long since we caught up. It's been long since we saw each other. So yesterday we linked up and we just like, let's catch up, let's brainstorm. So he was like talking to me. I think he still had the other version, my older version, in his head. So he was like still judging me from, he still saw me as that other girl in campus. I'm like, bro, that was how many years ago? 3 years ago, I'm a totally different person right now. I view things differently. Like, my life itself is so different right now. So I was like telling him, guy, please don't judge me from the girl you used to know back in campus. I view things differently now. My priorities have changed. My view on life has totally changed. So yeah, I've grown. Yeah. So I was telling him, stop dwelling on the past. Like, just get to know the new me, and then you can now judge me from there. Like, you can now talk about me. Like, but don't talk about my older version. So stop dwelling on the past. Learn from the past and don't let it hold you back. Please. Please. Another thing that I stopped doing just to be happy, chasing perfection. Makosa. Chasing perfection, guys. No one's perfect. So who are you trying to be perfect for? Like, no one's perfect. And then you are out there trying to chase perfection. And I've been that person. I've always loved perfect things. This list is just curated. I curated these things from deep in my heart, the things I used to do. And now I realize that I need to stop doing them. So stop chasing perfection. For example, case in point, I used to think that I can buy all expensive things for my house and furnish my house at the same time and just have a perfect house. I used to think that when I moved out. And then it dawned on me that you can't do, like, you can't have everything at the same time. You can't do everything perfectly. Like, it takes time, especially good things take time. So even when it comes to the podcast, even when it comes to my content creation journey, when you're starting, people always are always like, I don't want to start this because I don't know how to do it. It's not going to be perfect. Guys are not going to love it. And literally, no one's perfect. Even if you look at social media, the most of the things that go viral are not like those perfect things. They're those things that you, when you're uploading them, you're like, this is not one of my best videos. And then that is what people like. That is what people resonate with. That just shows that no one cares if you're perfect. And no one's even perfect. So stop chasing perfection. Another thing that I stopped doing to be happy, just to be happy, is neglecting self-care. I stopped neglecting self-care. Nowadays, it's me first. I put myself first. I make time for rest. If I'm tired, gosh, I'm not going to burn myself out. I'm going to take my time to rest. I'm going to make time for hobbies. As we were talking to my friends yesterday, I'm like, guys, life is not about just clubbing. Life is not about just going out, like, clubbing at night. I want to start doing things like going to national parks. Like, imagine the last time I was at a national park was back when I was in primary school, when you're going for a school trip. Imagine, that is a disaster. So I was like, make time for hobbies. Make time for things that you love. Stop neglecting self-care. Stop neglecting yourself. I'm like, now I want to try going to Mona. I want to go to the Giraffe freaking center. I've never been at the Giraffe center. I need to go to Nairobi National Park. There are a lot of places here that I haven't even visited. And I need to make time to do that. So stop neglecting self-care. And you know what self-care looks to you. I think everyone views self-care differently. What I view as my self-care is not what maybe you view as self-care. So yeah, stop neglecting your self-care. Another thing that I stopped doing just to be happy, oh my God, procrastination. Procrastinating on things that bring me joy, things that bring me closer to my dreams. Like I said, procrastination is the dream thief. If you haven't listened to that episode, it's called The Dream Thief. It's like episode 90 something. Please listen to it. Like, procrastination can thief you of your dreams, guys. So stop procrastinating. If you want to be more happy, if you want to get things done, stop procrastinating. Take small steps, man. It's better to take small steps. It's better to take small steps every day just towards what truly matters to you than not take any steps at all. So you'll thank yourself when you just take those small steps every day. Imagine taking small steps every day, and we have 365 days in a year. How far are you gonna be when the year ends? Just think about that. And I also talked about how life, like, your life can change in literally a year, guys. Your life can change in literally a year. So just imagine yourself taking 365 days a year, taking each step, simple steps, small steps, 365 days a year, how your life can change at the end of the 365 days. So stop procrastinating on your dreams. Go out there, put yourself out there and take small steps every day towards what truly matters to you. Okay? That's my list. Where's my list? Where's my list? Yeah, I think that's my list. Those are like how many points? I have my notes. I wrote them on my notebook. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Damn, those are 9 things that I stopped doing just to be happy. I don't know if you've learned something, but those are the things that, you know, I've just come to realize that life is just, it's the small things that actually matter. You're out there thinking about the big things, how you're supposed to change this one big behavior, how you're supposed to stop doing something big. And then actually realize the magic is in the small things, man. If you just change your small routine, the small things that you do, start doing things in a small way. By the way, I think I'm someone who always wants to do. I used to do that, actually. This is the changed me, the new me. I used to want to do things in a big way. I was like, no, I need to set aside a budget for doing that. But instead, I've come to realize that it actually takes the small things. It actually, and you can do this, and you can do small things in a bigger way. Do you get it? So, like, it's always the small things that matter. Like doing things in a, like, don't wait, don't be just waiting and just say that I have to get this done, but I need to have this. It's the small things, the small change in your behavior, the small changes you do in your routine. That's what counts. That's what counts. Like now I'm currently trying to get my steps. Everyone in Kenya is just trying to get their steps up. There's this app nowadays. Should I mention them? No, they have not paid me. But there's this app that people are count. It helps you to count your steps. And now people are all the rage about it. Like if you don't get your steps in, like me, I'm not focusing on getting at least 5,000 steps a day. And then I know I'm good. 5,000, 10,000 steps a day. So yeah. That's what's up. Anyway, I'm gonna have to end this episode here, guys. Let me end this here because I have another episode to record. But I hope you've learned something from this amazing episode of the Unspoken Podcast. Try making your own list. I know my list maybe is, of course, it's different from yours, but just dig deep into yourself. Dig deep, dig deep. I'm always like, dig deep into yourself, man. Like there's a lot you can discover that you can do if you just dig deep. So just dig deep and just know, like, look at your life and think, what if I stop doing this? Like, look at the things that things that don't make you happy, and then stop doing them, and then you'll be happy, basically. But I hope you've learned something from this episode. Let me love and leave you guys. I'm getting on full content creation mode because now I'm back to producing. I'm back to producing Unspoken Stories. So guys, if you want to record, if you want to tell your unspoken story here on the podcast, kindly reach out to me on my email. My email is on all my social media platforms, and I'm gonna get back to you. So let's get this going, guys. I'll see you on the next episode. Stay safe, guys. Remember to stay safe, and adios.